Happy Youth Sunday. I'm Caitlin Bellingon, a long-term youth here at St. Paul's, and today I stand before you as a youth for the last time. I'm going to be graduating from high school in about a month, just like a few others here in our last stretch of teenagehood. Now, let me be honest with you. As a tired, stressed-out senior deep in the clutches of senioritis, I procrastinated writing this homily. In fact, as I'm starting it now, it's last Thursday morning in my first period English. But despite the chaos, my time at St. Paul's has been so meaningful that I know exactly what I want to talk about. You made it really easy. So thank you, St. Paul's. You're going to hear that a lot today. Thank you for guiding me instead of pushing me, for being present without being overbearing, for teaching me and not indoctrinating me, for planting and nurturing my faith with patience, without ever forcing it to grow in a certain way. You gave me sunlight and space and let me become my own kind of faithful. I remember as a child singing the words, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. And I was always like kind of insulted because why were we weak? But I thought it meant that we were just small or kids. But as I got older, I thought I'd grow out of being a little one. But growing up brought more weakness and not less. I faced real struggles, conflicts with friends, and drama that felt all-consuming, a familiar experience for all teenagers here, doubts that I didn't know how to navigate. I came to church every Sunday, but still found myself checking my phone during hymns, constantly trying to resolve the latest crisis, and disconnected from any comfort that faith was supposed to offer me. If I had any time to wonder anything, it was, how am I supposed to talk to God when I don't even know if I believe in his existence? What no one told me, and what I had to learn myself, was that not knowing how to talk to God is perfectly okay. Silence doesn't mean absence, and faith isn't always loud or obvious. In those days, I hardly talked to God, and instead I talked to people who would listen. I listened too. I opened up, and thanks to this community, I never felt alone. St. Paul's gave me places to be real. Sunday school, EYC, choir, bells, pre-EYC, volunteering, ASP, and even our chaotic murder mystery night. I was welcomed whether my faith felt strong or shaky, whether I had all the answers or none at all. That's what makes St. Paul's very special. You didn't just tell me that God loves me, but you showed me. You didn't question my faith or demand perfection. You made space for me to grow. You never asked me to conform, but you invited me to belong. And eventually, the words of that childhood song made sense. They are weak, but he is strong. I wasn't weak just because I was small or young. I was weak because I was human. But life gets hard. And that's not something to be ashamed of. It's part of the journey that we take as Christians. That weakness, that vulnerability, is something we all have in common. We are the little ones, all of us. Whether it was singing in the Canterbury Choir or being the culprit in the mystery show, I was always welcomed for who I was, not for the amount that I believed in God. And I know fully that if I decided that St. Paul's or the Christian church wasn't for me, that I would still be welcome just the same, and I would be valued just as much as I am today. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible may tell me so, but I've learned it for myself because of this community, over and over again. Jesus said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." And through your actions, this truth is made beautifully visible. The way that you support, encourage, and uplift each other, and not just within our community, reflects the very heart of Christ. It's a blessing to be a part of a community that lives out his faith, his love so faithfully. So, St. Paul's, I have one last thing. Please never change. Keep growing, yeah. Keep evolving. But always stay rooted in love, in openness and kindness. Keep being the safe place for all the little ones who walk through your doors, no matter how big or small, certain or uncertain, joyful or struggling they may be. You've been a breath of fresh air in my life, and I know I'm not the only one. Thank you, St. Paul's, truly.